Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Amy, hi, it's Doug with Credibly calling.
Hi, Doug, how are you?
Okay. Hey, I just sent you two emails.
Okay.
Both contain the same thing. One, there was a deal that you submitted, Broadway Textile, and the other was Brookfield Market.
Oh, okay.
Both of them, all the attachments are for J&J Fine Wine.
All right, so that one should probably be associated with the Brookfield Market one.
It says, like, you got Broadway Textile, and then it shows everything for J&J Fine Wine, all the attachments. Is that supposed to be that way?
I don't think so. I think I probably just screwed up the files that I attached. Yeah, it was probably just in a rush getting that sent out. So,
okay. So
I think Brookfield is... Sure, I'll resend Broadway Textile, but I think J&J has declined.
J&J was declined.
Okay.
Is that associated with Brookfield Market?
Sorry, what was that?
Was Brookfield Market and J&J the same deal?
I believe so, yeah. Let me take a look right here, because I know that this one, they had decent amount of processing. They do about $50,000 a month with merchant statements, and then their bank account showed, like, you know, well over $90,000 in deposits. Only problem is that they, you know, go negative nearly every month with, like, you know, 10 or more negative days. So, yeah, if this is a no-go here, like, it's totally fine.
J&J, we can't do it for sure, but I didn't know Brookfield and J&J were the same deal.
Okay, yeah, they're actually, J&J and Brookfield are the same. However, okay. Broadway Textiles, you should have some different files on that, so let me go ahead and email you.
Okay, bye.
Cool, thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Amy. Talk to
All
you.
Right, thanks, Doug. Talk to you later.